Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. It's a wonderful, wonderful day for us to start a brand new Masechta. It's a big Yasher Koach to everybody for finishing Brachos. I'm very sorry I couldn't be at the Siyum yesterday. I was giving a shiur in another shul. Yezus Hashem, we'll be all together for many, many more Siyumim. And we begin, doesn't take a lot of brain to know where we're starting from, Beis or Medalef at the very top of the line, Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos is a very beautiful Masechta. It's a long Masechta. It's divided up into 24 prakim for an interesting reason. It's to remind us we're supposed to learn every hour of the day. So 24 hours, 24 prakim, there's a lot of interesting discussions about from Maisa Bereishis, etc. But we're going to just do the Gemara. We're not going to go into deep, extended discussions, but it's a beautiful parak. Tosus asks right away, before we even get to the Gemara, why are we going to start off talking about carrying? Perek is called Yitzios HaShabbos, carrying on Shabbos, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa is where we're going to start off, carrying within Dalet Amos, within Rishus HaRabim. Also, this is Yisurim Deraisa. So, why do we start off with this? It goes against the grain. This should have been the 39th Malacha, because that's where it's found. It's the 39th Malacha, and we learn later on the Malachas of Shabbos, the 39 Malachas of Shabbos. So, this should actually be listed much later on. And it's out of place over here. Well, we're learning today, Lili Nishma's Jean Bloom, Alta Chana Basarav Yechiel. So this parak is out of place over here. It doesn't belong here. So how come? Everything Rebbe, when he was Masada Mishnayis, so he obviously put everything in a very, very specific order, in a very, very important order. So this would have been the right order, Tosu says. He should have started off, as it does in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, the very beginning of the third volume, so it talks about all the Hilchos Shabbos. And it starts off with Erev Shabbos, right? What are you allowed to do on Erev Shabbos? What are the preparations of Shabbos? Then it goes through Dinim of the beginning of Shabbos. And then it goes through other parts of Shabbos. So that's what it should have done here. That's what it does in Pesachim, when it talks about Arvi Pesachim. It tells you how a person is supposed to conduct himself. First, we start with not Arvi Pesachim, with Masechta Pesachim. Starts off with telling you, well, you do first the Bedika. Before it gives you the Hilchos Chametz, it tells you do Bedikas Chametz. So therefore, this is the wrong order. So Tosos gives three Terutzim over here, why it's done this way. They're important Terutzim. You can see this in the top Tosos. I'm in the middle of the top Tosos, right at a point where it says Vetirates. I just went through the whole question, Tosos asks in the first part, and then he gives three terutzim over here. He says, and this is a very important idea, the Hotzah Chaviva Le Liakdume. Hotzah is such a beautiful discussion. So, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe, wanted to start off talking about this. Why is it so beautiful? For a number of reasons. He says, number one, Mishom, the Mishnah Zu Shaminon Kama Dvarim. We learn out many things, and this is a good chance for me to give you a little introduction to Hotzah. That's why I figured I'd start like this. See that introduction with Tosfos, and I can use that to help us explain some critical points about this parsha that we need to know, about this discussion about Hotzah that we need to know. So he says, we learn out Kama Dvarim, Hotzah Vaknasa. Did you not allow to carry in, not allow to carry out? We'll have a whole discussion. What does Hotzah mean? If I tell you you're not allowed to carry out, so it can mean carrying out from a Rishus HaYochid inside to Rishus HaRabim outside, or it could also be called carrying out of the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, even though that may not be the normal, typical usage, but that's what it means over Yitzios, from both Rishus HaYochid to the Rabbim, or the Rabbim to the Yochid. That means we have to know, what is Rishus HaYochid, what is Rishus HaRabbim? We're going to spend a lot of time eventually discussing those definitions, but basically, for now, Rishus HaYochid is a privately owned area that is surrounded in some way by walls. That's a very, very simple and brief definition. There's a lot more to it. Rishus HaRabbim is an open area that is of a certain size and possibly that a certain number of people travel through that area. So therefore, these are very important concepts which we haven't fully explained now, but for now we call it a private domain and a public domain. That's how we'll use those terms right now. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabbim. That is one important idea over here. Hotzah Vachnos, and it's talking about the Ani V'Asher. We're going to see the poor person on the outside and the rich person on the inside. It's very appropriate right before Purim, where there's a mitzvah to give Matanos Levyonim. So they wanted to specifically give this example. They could have said, you have a tailor on the inside and a customer on the outside. So it didn't choose to give that example. One of us, Madaf, could always remember the importance of giving tzedakah, and especially at this time, Matanos Levyonim. This is one of the major mitzvahs of Purim, so that's very good for us that we have this at this time. Likewise, Udibai Akira Vahanocha. This is another very important concept. This is a critical concept in terms of being over in Issa Daraisa. You must do an Akira, which means an uprooting. You're lifting it up from the ground, and Anocha, and you're putting it down someplace. So you're picking it up. You have to do an Akira. which again we'll describe, but you have to pick it up from the Rishus HaYochid, and you must place it down in the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. You must have both parts over here. The Akira, obviously the transfer, you can't do anything without the transfer, and then the Hanacha. If you don't have all of these parts, you're not over the Issa Daraisa. If you do one of the parts, you're going to be over in Issa Darabanon, as long as the Issa gets done by somebody else. And that will be a critical part of the Mishnah. You have Reuven doing the Akira, Shimon does the Hanacha, and the bottom line is it went from the Shus HaYoch to Shus HaRabim. Nobody's Chai V'chattis. Nobody did an Issa Daraisa. They're both over, at least possibly both, they're over. Certainly one of them is over. We'll have a little discussion about that as well. Over in Issa Darabanon. The rabbi said, if we allow you to do the Akira, and then the Hanacha gets done, so that's going to lead you to do the Akira and the Hanacha, so the rabbis instituted, don't do this. So that's another critical component. You need the Akira and the Hanacha over here. Likewise, Ushnayim Shasu Pturim. If two people do it, you're Pater. Pater Rabbi Osir. Throughout this Masechta, there were some rare exceptions, some which we'll see today or tomorrow. If you do an Isser, that's only an Isser Rabbanon, so it's called your Pater from Mechatas, and your Chayiv, however, need the Rabbanon. But you're potter from mechatas. That's the language over here. Potter avol osur. That's almost all the time in Shabbos, with three or four exceptions, possibly a couple more, that it doesn't mean potter, it means potter avol mutter. No, if I say you're potter, it means you're allowed to do it. In Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, it usually means you're not allowed to do it midor rabbanon. You may be potter midor raisa from a korban chatas. And likewise, it tells us another din. That normally it has to be an akira from a place that's significant. It's called a 4x4 tefach area into a 4x4 tefach area. Tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches. It's the size of 4 thumbs next to each other. Alternatively, it could be the size of 5 pointer fingers or 6 pinkies. Those are the definitions of a tefach. Tefach never means this, putting out your whole fist. Never means that. That's never a definition of a tefach. It's an approximation, but it's not a real definition of a tefach. 4 thumbs, 5 pointer fingers, or 6 pinkies. So you have to come from a significant area to do the Akira from a significant area and bring it into a significant area and do the Hanacha there. That's another din over here that Tosafot tells us. And that's a good part of our introduction over here to make sure that we know these dinim. So it has to be from a choshev area. And if you don't have a choshev area, so a person's hand, it's not 4x4. So it's still considered a valid Akira and Hanacha. We'll have a whole discussion about that in the upcoming days. But your hand is not considered, to a certain extent, automatically as a Rishus HaYochid or automatically as a Rishus HaRabim. Maybe something in between. Again, we'll get to that in the Gemara. But that's why the first Teretz Yisrael says we wanted to start off with it because that's chock full of good information. And it's a nice discussion. Rashi over here brings out a very, very important point. We'll get back to Tosafos in a second. Rashi says over here that throughout this Masechta, when we say Yechayiv, we're talking about Chayiv of a Chatas. That's because we don't want to assume that somebody is doing an Isser on purpose. So we like to preferably use, when we're talking in general, to say the person did it by accident. If you do something by accident, so then on Shabbos, you are going to be Chayiv a Korban Chatas. It's a major sin. If you do it on purpose, you're Chayiv Skila. So, with certain types of Yisurim of a very high level, Kares, Skila, Mises Beisdin, so if you do them by accident, you usually have to bring a Karban Chatas. So, throughout the Masechta, when we say Chayiv, we always talk about Chayiv Chatas, Chayiv Chatas, because we don't want to say, the guy's Chayiv Skila, because we don't want to make people into Rishayim, even in the abstract. So, that's what Rashi tells us over here, Chayiv Chatasu al Shigigaso, but it's always thought if you did it Bishoge. If you did it as dono, if you did it on purpose, you'd be Chayiv Kares if you didn't have warning. And if you got warning, you got hasra, then you chayiv skila. That's the general rule. So this is a general basic rule. Second reason why Tosus gives over here, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, why do we start off with this discussion about carrying? So he says, Shas likes to start off with common stuff. Right? We could talk about weaving. I doubt anybody here is going to be over the issue of weaving too often in their life. Okay, we don't weave on a weekday anymore. Certainly not going to weave on Shabbos. So yeah, it's possible you could end up twisting or doing something. So the Shas likes to start off with common stuff. Everybody carries. That's, you know, you may not cook. You may not reap. But you're going to carry. So this is probably, or could argue, the most common type of malacha that a person could be over. So we want to start off this Masechta with the most common thing. That's the nature of Shas. Rabbeinu Tam says, the dava heavy ragil, hashas l'shanos t'chila. We like to talk common stuff, right? The rabbis only make gezeiros on common stuff. They don't make gezeiros on things that are unlikely to happen. He brings out another reason. He says, We saw this when we're in Bava Kama, when it's the same reason. Another example of this. In Bava Kama, it doesn't give the order, and it gives it in the Masechta, all the types of damagers, the same as it's in the Chumash. The Chumash has a certain order, and when they give the order to discuss the dinim, it goes in the more common versus the less common order. We have the same idea. It reminds us just in brachos when we're talking about the people that have to bench gomel, the chayim, the four people that have to go bench gomel. So the Torah gave one order, or the Tehillim, we had the Tehillim, it gave one order, and in the Gemara it gave a different order, we said, because the Gemara gives the order that's most common, as opposed to the Psukim that give it for different reasons, why this one is given first, this one is given second. So that's the second reason the Tosus brings down over here. And the third reason the Tosus brings down, Omne Farash Rabbeinu Tam, the Pasach B'Yitzios B'Shum Deboi L'Meimar Lo Yotza Chayip B'Machto, it gives us, that will be something that we'll discuss further on over here, and he tells us, because these are melachos gerua, kimosha forish, people tend to make fun of carrying. You ask a non-religious person, a person who doesn't have a chashivas for Torah, doesn't understand Hilchos Shabbos, he says, what? If I need to move the piano in my house, because I'm using the piano as a table to eat on, you put a shmat over it, you put a tablecloth on it, and then we need more space, so the piano is going to be a table. I'm moving my piano from here in the living room to here in the dining room. That's not malacha. There's no carrying involved. There is no carrying involved. Hefka gomer. If you need the piano, if you use it as a table, you'll have to move the piano. You can lift up your chairs and move them to another room. You can get chairs in the basement. You can do a lot of work in the house, and it's not called malacha. And if I carry a piece of paper, I bring in the mail from a Rishus HaRabim. Assuming the mail is in Rishus HaRabim. That's in the mail is, but as you carry the mail from the Rishus HaRabim, take a letter and go inside the house, I'm chayv skila, so people tend to mock and take lightly. So that's why Rav Yehuda Nasi want to start off. Everything that we have over here, all of our Masorah, is holy, holy, holy. And we should always, when we have questions, we should ask questions. We're always encouraged to ask questions, but never chas v'shalom to mock, and never chas v'shalom to say they don't know what they're talking about. The answer is we don't know what we're talking about. Right? I always told over this story. I heard from Rav Shaklishlit, they said, when somebody once asked the Rav, it's a shver toast. He says, no, the toast is fine. You're shver. Right? It's very important. Right? Your mind, your cup is shver. Toast is fine. So we use the expression, I shver a toast, I shver this. We have to understand a little humility and a little humbleness that maybe we don't understand something instead of say, what do they know? So that little brief introduction, let us begin a brand new Masechta Shabbos. So we begin. Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shin Arba. Style over here, you'll see, we'll compare it to a Gemara in Shavuos, which also has a similar style. We start off by saying there are two types of carrying on Shabbos that really turn into four types of carrying on Shabbos. That's when you're going bifnim, from the inside to the outside. Ushtayim shein arba b'chutz. And likewise, there's two that could be four on the outside. Ketzad. I didn't explain this, I just said the words. We'll see, because Nisha's going to explain now ketzad. What are we talking about here? There are two types of carrying that are really four types of carrying on the outside, and there's two types of carrying, there are really four types of carrying on the inside. Now, the diagram that we're setting up over here is, as I mentioned, it's a poor person on the outside and a rich person, the balabas, on the inside, and they're transferring things one to the other. Okay? So, obviously, not transferring, if it's talking about Shabbos, they're not transferring money, but let's say the poor person has no food. So, the rich person wants to give him food. Whatever it is, he wants to give him. So, this is the setup. So, ketzad, how do we have two that are four, two that are four? Total of four that are eight. Okay? Ha'ani omed b'chutz, the poor person standing on the outside. He's in the Rishus HaRabim. The rich person, the balabas, the balabai is bifnim. He's standing in his house on the inside. Okay? Now, pashat ha'ani esyadu lifnim. The poor person sticks his hand, no problem with you moving your body, you have to carry your body. Your body can go from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim, otherwise you're all stuck in the house or stuck outside in the street. So you're allowed to carry yourself. That's not a problem. You have to check your pockets. You have to check other things. Make sure you're not carrying anything else, obviously. But you can go from Rishus HaRoch to Rishus HaRabim. So the poor person sticks his hand. Poshad oni es yodo lifnim. He sticks his hand inside. V'nosan l'soch yodo shel ba'al habayis. And he puts his, let's say, cup. He's asking for, a plate. He's asking for some food. So he takes his plate, and he takes it from the Rishus HaRabim, and he transfers it into the hand of the balabas in the Rishus HaYochid. So just to show you what I was talking about before, the Kira Nocha, he picked up the plate from the Rishus HaRabim, okay? And he transfers it from the Rishus HaRabim. You always have to have the transfer. You have the transfer from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, but he has to have a Hanoch, he has to put it down. He puts it down in the hand of the balabas. That's considered putting it down, okay? That's one of the din that Tosas alluded to, that's an important din. Where we will ask, how do we know that that's True. Don't you need to put it down to a space by four tefachim by four tefachim? Maybe Will Chamberlain had hands that were four tefachim by four tefachim wide in his palm. He could palm a basketball, he could palm two basketballs. So maybe he had huge hands, but most people, that's not dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim. Right? Your hand's one tefach. Right? So to have 4x4 tefachim, to have, you know, let's say almost 12 to 16 inches by 12 to 16 inches, nobody has a hand like that. So therefore, technically, that shouldn't have been significant. So the Gemara is teaching us over here that yes, that is significant, more or less, why that's considered significant. So that's the first case over here. Parsha da ani es yado lufdim, v'nazan l'socho l'soch yado shabalabayis. So that's the Akira on the outside, he picked up the plate, Hanocha on the inside, he put it in his hand. Or alternately, or alternatively, the balabas is holding the plate. Some of the plate's filled with food now. So the balabas is allowed to do anything he wants in his house. There's no issur to carry in your house. So he fills up the plate over here in his house. Okay? The ani sticks his hand inside the house, picks up the plate from the balabas. The ani does the akira on the inside, transfers it to the outside, and puts it down on the outside. So the ani, in both of these situations, did the Akira and the Anocha all by himself. So it tells us over here, Ha'oni Chayiv, the Oni Chayiv Achatas, if he did this by accident, he's Chayiv Kares if he wasn't warned, he's Chayiv Skila if he was warned. So again, we're just going to say Chayiv Achatas, that's the simple way. He's Chayiv, Ubalabai's Potter. Balabai's here, the Gemara is going to say, Potter means also, what did he do? So here, there's going to be an exception to the rule, means Potter and Mutter. He did nothing. At least in Hilchos Shabbos. So, oh, very good. Very good, Ozzy. He's, according to some, he's either over Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mirchol or Mesayel L'Dvar Aveira, depending whether this could be gotten in other ways. That's a whole separate discussion. But he's not a tzaddik, unless he told the Oni to come inside, here's your food, and the Oni just grabs it. So if he did nothing, he did nothing. But he's not allowed to do this, but he's not over Hilchos Shabbos. That's a different question, assisting a person to do an Aveira. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part, the third part, they're all going to be exactly the same. They're just giving us illustrations of the one that's two, or really the two that's four, and the two that's four. So here we had example two, where there are two Isurim in each of the scenarios, one Isur in each scenario that the Ani did, and the Balabas did nothing over here. So one's going to ask, this isn't counted as the two that are four. Right now it's only the two. One's going to ask, why don't you say this is two that's four? We'll get to that in a moment. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Okay, good. It's not hard. You just got to get used to this style of this Mishnah. Next case, exact opposite. Instead of the Ani doing everything, he does nothing. And instead of the Balabais doing nothing, he does everything. Parsha Balabais is Yad Lechutz. Here we have the Balabas. He sticks his hands out to the outside. The Nasan Lesoch Yad Shaloni. So here he has his full plate. He carries it. He does the Akira on the inside, transfers it to the outside, and deposits it in the hand of the Ani. Okay? The Balabas did the Akira and the Hanocha, Ani did nothing. Oh, alternatively, Shinatal Mitocha, Vihiknis Balabais. Or he takes the plate from the outside, the Ani, and he pulls it inside and puts it down. So in this situation, Balabais Chayev. The Balabas did the Akira and the Hanocha totally on his own, of course, the transfer in between. The Ani did nothing. Now here we have two and two. So this could be the two that are four. Now, why would it be two that are four over here? Why not just say it's four? Because the pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, v'yotza. So we only have yitzia. So you might say that the av, the Gemara will suggest this, that the av is the taking it outside. And the tolda is taking it inside. This introduces us to another idea that we'll find many, many times over the Shabbos, an av and a tolda. They're both yisurim deraisa. This is not a deraisa and a derabanan. A tolda is not a derabanan. Told us daraisa. It's just not a befeirish daraisa. It's a learned daraisa, darshan daraisa. The befeirish daraisa is told to us in the pasuk. Actually, not many times. They're just from the Melechus Hamishkan. They're not actually told, but that's the primary. And then the things that are very much like it are also isurim daraisa. Those are told us. They're all daraisas. So this will actually fit the pattern that we have in the Gemara and Shavuos, which we'll discuss when we get to the Gemara. And that it's dealing over here, two that are four, we'll find four places, including Hilchos Shabbos, which says two that are four, two that are four. That's why it's used over here. And all of those are talking about deraisa, so some suggest that therefore the two that are four over there are referring to two that are deraisa avos and two that are deraisa toldos. That's how you could understand this as well, but that's not the way our Mishnah is understood. So everybody got it so far. We have two cases over here. We have the first two, the Ani is Chayev, deraisa, and the Baal HaBas is not even Chayiv Midirabbanan. He's Potter of a Mutter. That's an exception to the rule. The second case, the Baal HaBas is Chayiv Daraisa, both times, and the Oni is Potter of a Mutter. It's actually Mutter because he did nothing. Those are the first two cases over here of the Mishnah. Yeah.
Do we concern ourselves how that object, the Oni took the object to the...
If he picks it up from the inside...
Right. No. The object is outside.
Yeah. He puts it in. So he has to do an Akira on the outside and a Hanach on the inside.
Correct. But how did that object get...
Don't worry about that. That's not our interest right now. It's there. However, it's there. It's sitting on the floor. Make it nice and simple. He picks it up from the floor. Right. If he doesn't do an Akira on the outside, he's not going to be Chayav Daraisa. He has to pick it up. He has to do some sort of an Akira on the outside and then bring it and do a Hanach on the inside. Every one of these cases must have an Akira, an uprooting, and a Hanacha, a putting it down. Those are the first two. Yeah.
An Av and a Tolda. What was
mine? An Av and a Tolda are both Daraises.
Right.
So the Av is the general category. Okay? Now let a cook. So what's included in cooking? So there are other Isurim Daraises that are included in cooking. And now let a weave. So there are other Isurim Daraises that are included in weaving. There's only one, the Av Malachos, so the 39. We'll learn them later on. Those are the 39 malachos. So you'll have some that are mentioned, and then there'll be things that are like that. And those are called toldos. They're not the rabbanans. People sometimes think an av is a deraisa, a toldo is a rabbanan. No, absolutely not.
What's a tolda for something?
It would be something that's not one of the primary ones. We'll wait till we get to it. We'll get to it. We're going to have 39 of them. So, yeah. There are 39 av malachos on Shabbos.
Right. Unlimited toldos. Really.
There could be unlimited toldos. There aren't unlimited, but there could be many toldos for an av. They're all daraisas. Most of the time, we're dealing with a tolda, not necessarily the real original daraisa. Okay. That's the first two scenarios in the Mishnah. The next two are going to be another eight. It's going to sound like it's only four, but it's really another eight, because there's a total of 16 possibilities over here.
When you say four, it's two and two.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. It could be two and two, and then two and two. If you count the Potter Avol Mutter as another two, it's another example. It doesn't mean another Isurim. There could be 16 over here. There could be 12 over here. Or the Gemara is going to say you only mentioned eight. We said two that are four, two that are four. I'm trying to point out all the ways it could be 12 or 16. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time going back to the Gemara. So there's four scenarios really over here. The first two that are four could be. Two that there's an Issa Daraisa, and two that are absolutely Mutter. Then another two that are Issa Daraisa, and then two that are absolutely Mutter. That's not what the Mishnah means, but that's going to be a suggestion in the Gemara. Why don't you say that it's really four that are 16, or eight that are 16, or anything like that, because there are really 16 possibilities over here. Everybody got that? Right? I only gave you two that are two, two that are two so far. I'm pointing them out more so than you would if you read the Mishnah itself. Next. The Ani sticks his hand inside. The Natal, Baal HaBayis Mitocha. The Baal HaBas does the Hanacha. Here we're splitting it up. The Ani does the Akira. He picked up the plate and transferred it inside, but he didn't put it down. The Baal HaBas put the plate down. He took it from his hand and he put it down. Okay, so there's really two over here. They're only referring to this as one. I'm telling you it's two, because that's what the Gemara is going to say. Why don't you say that it's two? So here you have the Ani doing the Akira, that's one. The Baal HaBas doing the Hanacha, that's two. They only call this one. But the Gemara asks, why don't you call it two? So I'm pointing out that it's two. Everybody got that? Or, vice versa. Every one of these is very simple. Once you got this pattern, it's really not hard. I know if you haven't seen this before, it's a little bit difficult to maybe follow. I hope I'm saying it clear. So you have over here, Oshinosan Lisocha Vahotzi. Or, what's the case over here? The Ani over here, Oshinosan Lisocha Vahotzi. I skipped the play. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I lost the place over here for a second. Okay, so partial nes yado lufnim v'notal balabais misocha. Oh, shenosan lisocha v'hotzi, or he put it inside the socha. Shenosan lisocha. Rashi says over here. Make sure you get this straight. I don't want to mix you guys all up. Oh, shenosan socha on the second wide lines in the Rashi. The ovid le balabais akira over here. The balabais did the akira. V'hotzia ani. So the Baal HaBayis lifted it up, and the ani took it over here. So the akira was done by the Baal HaBayis. He transferred it to the hands of the ani. So the Baal HaBayis did the akira, and then the ani took it outside and did the hanocha. So again, each one did part, half. The Baal HaBayis did the akira, the ani did the hanocha, or vice versa. So this is another four. Really sounds like two. It's only two cases, but it's really four people involved over here. Shnehem pturim. In this situation, the pturim patravel osser. Here, each of them only did half of the act. The full act was completed. If the full act's not completed, then it's not even an issur d'rabbanan. If I pick something up in my house and put it down, we don't say, well, I did an akira. If I had carried it out, I'd be over. No. It has to then have the actual issur malacha completed. So here, shnehem pturim. In this situation, we say that they're both pater, because neither one did the full act, but the full act was accomplished. So shnehem pturim avo osser. Here it means pater avo osser. And then the last four, again, they're going to look at this as only being two, because it's an act. It's one isser followed by another isser. But if you look at it in the way I did as the person, it's four. Everybody got that? Weiter. Parsha Baal HaBayis Yisro Duluchotz. If the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand outside with the plate, v'not ha'la'ani mitolcha, and the ani takes it from his hand. So again, the Baal HaBayis did the akira and the transfer, and the ani did the hanocha, or vice versa. Oshinasa l'socha v'hiknis, or he pulled it inside and the other one took it. So here, the ani did the akira and the Baal HaBayis did the hanocha, shnei pturim. This is another four over here. It's really a second case. It's only two cases and then two cases. But I told you how it's four people, or four actions, and four actions. So we have a total over here of the first eight examples, which are really the two to the two, two to the two, where the ani is chayev and the Baal HaBayis is pater and mutter. Second case where the Baal HaBayis is chayev and the ani is pater and mutter. Okay, that could be looked at two to the two, two to the two. If two ani, two Baal HaBayis, two Baal HaBayis, two ani. Or you can look at it as two cases. No right or wrong way. It's however you want to describe it. Our Mishnah describes it as two to the four. So we only have each of those being one, not two. Okay? It's just the way you look at it. It's not a din. It's not a, you must look at it this way. Then you have the next eight people, or two cases, or two to the four, depending on how you want to refer to it, where the ani did half, the Baal HaBayis did half. The Baal HaBayis did half, the ani did half. That's inside to outside. Then outside to inside, the same exact thing. And in all eight of these people, or these four scenarios, okay, the two that are four, the two that are four, in this situation, everybody's pater midaraisa avo osur midarabanan. That's how you can have this meeting, the two that are four, two that are four. You can have two that are 12, because we forget about the pater avo mutter, or you can have two that are four, two that are four, which is really eight that are 16, because we're discussing every possibility that you could have. Asa min deraisa, asa min derabanan, and mutter min derabanan.
What is the penalty for the issur derabanan?
So issur derabanan, you're over in issur derabanan. You can get malchus mardus if you do this intentionally, but there's normally not. So you're over in issur derabanan. You have to do tshuva, right? If you did it unintentionally, then you might not even be over anything, because the issur is not following the rabbis. And if you didn't realize you weren't following the rabbis, you may not even have to do tshuva. If you transgress an issur derabanan by accident, there are those that say you actually don't even have to do tshuva. If you transgress a daraisa by accident, then you have to be more careful. But if you didn't know, the issur of going against the rabbanan is not the actual issur. It's the fact that you went against the rabbis. It's a very important idea. And therefore, if a person unwittingly, unknowingly transgresses an issur derabanan, he technically didn't do anything wrong, because the issur isn't that action. It's not listening to the rabbis. And you didn't not listen to the rabbis. That's one mahalach in issur derabanan. Okay. Vayta. The Gemara starts and says, Tanan Hasam. We have the exact same thing in the Mishnayos and Shavuos. There it gives four, including ours, where it's two that are four, two that are four.
In the last two cases,
they're giving every scenario. They're just giving us all the scenarios for completeness' sake. For completeness' sake. So again, the Gemara is going to say, because you might have thought that only one way, out, going in, out, because that's the word yitzia. So the Gemara is going to say the chiddush is to know it's yitzia, taking it out, even taking it out from the outside to the inside, it's also called taking it out. Gemara starts and says, Stanos, we learned in the Mishnayis, in Shavuos, the very first opening of the Masechta, Shavuos Shtayim Shin Arba. There's two types of Shavuos. We're not going to deal with other things other than Shabbos right now, because you can spend the whole shiur on that alone. So here they're talking about there are two types of shuas that a person can make. There are really four types of shuas. They're all shuas on the same level. They're all doraisas. That is, a person could swear, I will eat something, I will not eat something. Okay? That's two. A person makes a swear in the positive, lahara, leitiv. It's called, I will eat something, I swear I will not eat something. And there are another two that are derived, but are isurim derais if you transgress them. I swear I did eat something, or I swear I didn't eat something. So that's two that are four. Two going forward, which teach us two going in the past, going backwards. Everybody got that? Not a hard concept, but that's what we're going to do about that. We're not going to all those dinim. So don't ask me questions about those dinim. You have to wait a couple of years till we get to Masechta Shavuos. It's not awesome. Shavuos, Shtayim, Shin, Arba. So you have two that are four over there. Okay? Then, next category. Yedios Satuma, Shtayim, Shin, Arba. Yedios Satuma is going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating kachim while you're tummy. If you do that purposely, you're in a lot of trouble. If you do it by accident, you do it behalem, with forgetfulness. So the classical example of the two are a person knew that he was tameh, he touched a dead mace, he touched a dead person, and he became tameh. No, he forgot. And then he either entered into the Beis HaMikdash, that's one, or he ate kachim, that's two. A tameh person cannot enter into the Beis HaMikdash, it's a deraisa. He's not allowed to eat kachim, and it's a deraisa. But he forgot. And then he's reminded, hey, how did you go into the Beis HaMikdash? Did you ever get the water sprinkled on you? Did you go to the mikvah? Whoa, I forgot. So he had knowledge that he was tamei. He forgot, did the isser, and then was reminded. In that situation, he has certain chatos that he has to bring. Okay? That's the two. He knew that he was tamei, forgot, and did the isser, and was reminded. What isser did he do? He either entered or he ate. Brings another two. He knows he's tamei. He doesn't forget he's tamei, but he doesn't know this is the Beis HaMikdash. Or he doesn't know this is kachim. Got it? So that's two. Can't enter while I'm tamei. Can't eat while I'm tamei. And he forgot that he was tamei. Or he knows that he's tamei, but he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash where you can't go. You'll have to go up to certain points. Can't go beyond that. He didn't realize that. Or he ate something, he didn't know it was kachim. Oh, great, there's a peanut butter sandwich. Whoa, it was a fleish sandwich. It wasn't peanut butter. That was chopped meat that they just had at Karban Shlomim. So he ate kachim when he was tameh, but he didn't know it was kachim. So that's two that are four. Two that are another two. That's another example. We're not going to discuss that anymore. Have Maris Negoyim, Shnayim Shem Dalin. Same thing by Maris Negoyim. You have two types over here of Negoyim that are, here's an example, they're the Av. Okay? So you have over here Se'es and Baharis. Rashi goes and tells us what these exactly are. The Se'es over here, he says, the Baharis rather, is Azok Kishelig. It's white as snow. The expression has white as snow. So that's the Av. Shni'alo Kisid Ha'Hechal. The second level of that is white as the lime in the Hechal. The third level, Se'es, is Kitzem Lovin, like white wool. And Shni Allah, it's told, is Kikrum Beitzah, like the white of an egg. So these four shades of white are the various Negoyim. Two of them are the Av, and two of them are the Tolda. So you have over here, the Seis and the Baharis are the Av, and the Sapakas, the Tolda over here, is the other two. So this is two that are four. We're not going to discuss this either. This is here for a pattern. We give two that are four, two that are four, two that are four, and the final two that are four, Shnayim Shein Dalid Yitzias HaShabbos. So these are the two that are four in regards to Shabbos. Now, the obvious question is, our Mishnah said two that are four, two that are four. So why don't they say at least two that are four, two that are four? They only say two that are four. So the Gemara says, Shtayim Shein Arba Mai, or Mai Shnohocho, the Tani Bei Shein Dalid Bifnim, or Bei Shein Arba Bachutz, or Mai Shnohos, and the Tani Shtayim Shein Arba Besulo. So why in our Mishnah we say two that are four, two that are four, two that are four going to the inside, two that are four going to the outside, and in there in Shavuos they just list two that are four. So Gemara gives a simple balabatish teretz. Hocha dikar Shabbos, who we're dealing with Hocha Shabbos here, so we want to expand and discuss every single aspect possible. So Hocha in Hilcha Shabbos dikar Shabbos, who tani avos. Bitani toldos. Here we're discussing the Av. You wanted an example, Neil. Here the example is the Av is taking it out, and the Tolda is bringing it in. Because the Torah only specifies Vyotza. Yotza means going out. I'm going outside. I don't say I'm going inside, although we do. And that's why it means I'm also going inside. But the pasuk was talking about going out. So therefore, out is the ab and in is the tolda. So therefore, let's say that's what it's talking about. So here, the ikka shabbosu, tani avos, tani toldos. And over there, hasam, the lav ikka shabbosu, that's mesechta shavuos. It's not mesechta over here, the goyim. It's not mesechta shabbos. It's not mesechta of yedios hatumah. It's mesechta shavuos. So it only deals with those things that are shavuos. I ate, I didn't eat. I will eat, I won't eat. So those that, they discuss that in great detail. But the others are brought in as just examples of similar types of phraseology. So Gemara says, "Hasam de lav ikar shabbos hu avos tani toldos lo tani." It only said the avos; it didn't tell us the toldos. So the two that are four, it implies a two dinim daraisa and two dinim derabanan, not daraisa, not the hotzos and hachnosos. Gemara says, "So there it says shabbos hu, it's de lav ikar shabbos hu avos tani toldos lo tani." Gemara says, "Avos my niu. What are the avos? Yitzios, yitzia, taking it out." The Yitzios Trey Havyon. That would only be two. If you're telling me it's only listing the Avos over there, so there are only two Avos. The Oni taking it out from the inside and putting it to the outside, or the Balabais taking it from the inside and bringing it to the outside. There's only two. Why are you saying two to the four? If you're listing over there only Avos, so then there's only two. Why is it two to the four? Ay, v'chitema mehen l'chiyav mehen liftur. Oh, it's not talking about all Daraises. It's talking about two Daraises and two Darabanans. So that's two that are four. Someone says, "Vaha dumi demaris negayim tani," but it's listed in company where everything is a deraisa. There are no derabanans listed over there. All the others are two that are four are all deraisas. Ma hasam kulu lechiyuva. All of them are chiyuv deraisa. Afacha nami kulu lechiyuva. So it must be that Shabbos is the same as the others. The others are all talking about two that are four deraisa. So Shabbos must also be two that are four deraisa. Someone says that's not good teretz to say that they're only talking about avos and not toldos, and here we're talking about avos and toldos. That can't be. That must be talking about avos and toldos there also, like everything else. Someone says you're right. El amar papa hachad ikur shabbosu. Since we're dealing in our mesechta with ikur shabbos, so tani chiyuve upeture. Here in Hilchas Shabbos we write the rabbanans as well. There, hasam the lav ikur shabbosu. That's not mesechta shabbos. This is thrown in as an aside, just like I glossed over the other three cases over here. I told you what they are, but said we're not going to discuss them. So too, in Hilchas Shavuos, in Masechta Shavuos, they're talking about Shavuos. So they discuss the Shavuos one, and the others are brought in as examples of similar phraseology, but we're not going to discuss them. So over there, Hasam de Lavikur Shabbosu, Chiyuve Tani, the Darais as we write, Upture, the Darabanans, Lo Tani. So what it says, Chiyuve my niyu. So what is the Chiyuvim that you're now saying that are over there? Yitzios. Again, Yitzios Tarte Havyon. There's only two. It's not four. The Isser Av is taking from the inside to the outside. So there's only two. The Oni taking from the inside to the outside. The Oni does the Akira and the Anocha. And the Balabas alternatively does the Akira and the Anocha. So there's only two. Someone says, no. Shtayim Dotsa Ushtayim Dachnosa. There are four. Two taking out and two bringing in. Iva Yitzios Tani. It says taking out. Should only be two. So I'm Ravashi. Ravashi tells you what I've been telling you. I didn't make it up. I got it from Ravashi. Tana, the Bryce is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us, Achnosa Nami Hotso Kari Lo, that carrying out and carrying in are both the Rices. Even though the Pasuk says V'yotza, that implies going out, it also means going in. Mimai. How do we know that? That's a valid question. Midithnam, because the Mishnah tells us, Hamotzi mirishus lurishus. We're going to learn later on in the Masechta, Daf Ayin Gimel. That's what we start, Ayin Dalet. That's what we start talking about all the Av Malachos. So later on, we're going to have over here a discussion, and it tells me what is the Yisr of carrying. And it's going to say the Yisr of carrying is Hamotzi mirishus lurishus, carrying from one domain to another domain. The only two domains that we really are talking about are Daraisa domains of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. There are other areas that aren't either a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. We have a Carmelist, we have a Malkum Tur, we have others. Those are mostly Dirabbanans. So there are two major domains, a private domain and a public domain. When you're carrying from a private domain to a public domain, or a public domain to a private domain, that's an issue of Hotzah on Shabbos. Hamotzi Rishus Lushus Chayav. Now, it says that point blank. It doesn't say carrying inside to outside. So therefore, mi lo askinin, aren't we talking about the koma ayel mishus arad mishus ayakin? So you clearly see that hotzah refers to both carrying in or carrying out. The time of my, why? Because kol achir ascheves mimikomo, tana hotzah korilah. Because carrying from one mishus to another is called hotzah. Even though the derivation is based upon a pasuk that tells me going from inside to outside, but the Tana is telling us that it means both inside to outside and outside to inside. And Ravina says, "Oh, Ravina, masnisin nami daika. I can bring you a proof to this from the Mishnah's language itself. What is that? Diktani yitzios. We're talking about yitzios, which theoretically should mean going from inside to outside. The komafari shachnas liyata. And what's the first thing we gave? The ani going, sticking his hand from the outside to the inside. So we didn't start off with inside to outside. We actually started off from outside to inside. What better diuk than that is that that's the issa d'araisa? Shma mino. That's an excellent diuk, and that is true. Rav Omar, Rav says slightly different terrors. Rav says, Rishuyos k'tani. When it says yitzios, it means rishuyos, domains. Rishuyos Shabbos time. There are two main domains on Shabbos. There's a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. That's what it means. And then everything else flows. Again, a lot of discussion exactly how to fit Rava's explanation into all the words. We'll leave that for another time. But that's essentially the same answer. All of that we said over here now is to teach us these principles that the first little Tosas that I spoke about told us everything in that little condensed three or four sentences. And this was all the details of that over here. Now, let's go Vaita. Amalei Rav Masna Liabai. Rav Masna to Abai. And here's why I mentioned we're going to have the two that are four, that's really eight, it's really 12, it's really 16. Hopefully you clearly understand what I said, but we'll chazer it now anyway. So the one says, I'm a master of the Abai. He says, ha tamne havyon. You're telling me that they're eight? Tarat Yisrei havyon. They're really 12. Now why 12 and not 16? Because he's only counting the ones that have some Isser involved. There are four Isserim Daraisa possibilities. The Ani going from outside to inside, only going from inside to outside. The Balabai is going inside to outside, outside to inside. Four deraisas, but then there are eight derabanans. Now, it wasn't eight cases, it was four cases, but there are eight involvements, because each case has half done by the Balabais and half done by the Ani. So it's four scenarios, it's only four scenarios, in, out, right? And each person is two components there. So when you have over here the poor person doing it half and the rich person, the Balabai, is doing half, you can count that as one, that's one scenario, or you can count it as two. So here he's saying, let's count it as two. Why did you only count it as one? So he says, you're telling me there are only eight, they're really 12. So he says, well, taimech, oh, and you're such a big shot over here, you're telling me I'm wrong, it's not eight, it's 12? So then, shisrei havim, you should have said it's 16, because there's 16 possibilities over here. Because the ani does both, the rich person does both, inside and outside, right? Then you have them split up. So again, it should be 16, a total of 16 people involved over here. Sometimes it's the Ani doing both parts. Sometimes the Balabai is doing both parts. Sometimes it's half and half. So that's 16 possibilities over here. Why do you stop at 12? So Malay says, Holo Kasha. No, I stopped at 12 for good reason. Bishlama, he says, Baba Deresha Potter, Umutter. The first one where we had the Balabai is definitely over. He's over Deraisa. And the Ani is Potter, totally, Mutter. And the other case with the Ani is Chayav B'Deraisa, and the Balabais is Potter, Mutter, I didn't include that. Baba D'Reisha, Potter, Mutter, Lok Tani. Because throughout Shas, Potter means Osir. And since it doesn't mean Osir over there, I didn't include it. El Baba D'Sefer, the Potter of Osir, Kasha, he says, my question to you is, why didn't you list those? That's another eight, not four, and it should be 12. Okay, I told you why it's not 16, because I don't include the ones that are mutter. But there are eight scenarios, it's four scenarios each time, but it's eight people involved because it's a half and a half. It's the Ani and the Balabais. So why didn't you say 12, Kasha? So Gemara says, no, your whole talk about 16 is wrong. Mika b'kuli Shabbos potter mutter. We don't find in Shabbos that we talk about potter and mutter. Every place in Shabbos, it's potter avalasser. V'amai Shmuel says, call Paturi the Shabbos. Whenever we find the word Potter in Hilchas Shabbos, in Gemara Shabbos, it means Potter of a loss. It means Potter on a Daraisa level, but also on a Darabana level, with three exceptions. Bar Mihani Tlos, with the following three exceptions. The Potter and Mutter. These, it's actually Potter and Mutter. What are they? Tzeizat Tzvi. Here you have the case, we learned later in the Masechta, where you're not allowed to trap a deer. A deer goes in your house, and you close the door, you stand in the doorway, say the deer can't get out, you're chayv trapping the deer. Okay. The guy sitting there, he was over the Isser. Now I sit next to him. I didn't add anything to it. I didn't do any Isser. So I'm not over anything. Now the first guy leaves. I'm blocking the deer from getting out. But I didn't do anything. So I'm potter, I'm mutter. I'm allowed to keep on sitting there. I'm not called in any way trapping that deer. So here's an example. It says the second guy is potter avol mutter. That's example one. Say that's nachash. If you trap a nachash. Now trapping is only yasser midaraisa if you want the thing that you're trapping. If you don't want the thing that you're trapping, I just don't want it to bite me. But I don't really care that the snake is here. I'd be really happy if the snake went out. But right now I just want to shut the door behind the snake so it doesn't bite me. But I'm not interested in trapping the snake. So that's not an issa daraisa. And because it would normally be an issa darabanim, but because of the danger, it's not pikuach nefashos, it's pikuach nefashos. You could even do it daraisa, not a problem. But it's not a dangerous snake, but it's scaring the wits out of everybody else around to see this big snake over there, and it's not a dangerous snake. So the rabbis never instituted the darabanim in this situation, because it's only a darabanim, because you didn't trap it, l'shem trapping. So therefore, it would only be normally an issa darabanim. The rabbis didn't institute an issa darabanim in this situation. So that's why it's potter avol mutter. And the third one is mephis mursa. You break a pimple, right? So if you're interested in creating a hole there for the pimple to still drain, so then that would be an issa daraisa. You're not allowed to do something like that. But if all you're doing is interested in relieving your pain, you don't care if it clogs up right afterwards, you just want to expel the pus, because pus under pressure is painful, so you just express it. You don't care if it stays open, stays closed. Baruch Hashem, I feel a little bit better. So then you're allowed to do that. That's not even an issa darabanan, because the issa darabanan that would normally be here, the rabbis didn't institute in this situation of refuah needs. So therefore, these three, and only these three, Shmuel said, are potter avol mutter. But our case, it's not mentioned. So what it says, ki yitzrech le'lishmuel p'turei deka'ovid. The Shmuel, when he said over here, these are deka'ovid ma'isa p'turei. They all did an action over here. The guy shut the door. He sat down, right? He popped the pimple. So they did an action. However, p'turei de'lo k'ovid, p'turei deka'ovid ma'isa are listed over here by Shmuel. P'turei de'lo k'ovid ma'isa ikatuva. Shmuel didn't, it's not a contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the guy did nothing. The Balabas had the plate, and the Ani took it from his hand. The Balabas did nothing. He thought the Ani was coming into the house. So he picked up the plate, said, look who was serving. You want to come inside? The Ani grabbed it. The Balabas did nothing. So those types of potter avol mutter, we have plenty of examples of. I sat in my house and didn't carry. I'm potter avol mutter. I'm allowed to sit in my house and carry. I'm allowed to pick up a sefer in my house and learn. We don't say, oh, it's going to lead. No, that's potter avol mutter. Gizun day, pick up all the swarm you want. That's heter gomer. Nudi one says, mikom mikom tarti srei havyon turei. There are 12 and not 8. Why didn't you list all of them? Where it says, "P'ture the asibuli dechiv chatos kachoshiv." The lo asibuli dechiv chatos lo kachoshiv. You know what? The first person that does the akira, he could do the hanacha. So those are the only ones that are two that are four. But the person that only did the hanacha, he can't be over this in the raisa. The akira is already done. So those aren't included in the 8. So we only have 4. It's each time 2 that are 4, 2 that are 4. We don't list the other 4 each time because they're not Isurim that could lead to a Daraisa. Only the one who did the Akira could lead to a Daraisa, not the one who did the Hanocha. So that's why those are listed. Then the case of Shnei Peturim. So they're both Potter. Why are we saying they're Potter from Achatas? A Issa Daraisa was done. You should have to bring a carbon chattas. Why are we saying that they're not chayv chattas? They should bring either chattas jointly, some suggest, or the person who did it first, or the person who did it last, the one who completed the malacha, he should be chayv an Issa Daraisa. Why are we saying that they're both potter from an Issa Daraisa? They should either jointly bring a chattas, they did an Issa Daraisa together. So Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Mei Am Ha'aretz, the pasuk tells us over here, Mei Am Ha'aretz. When you do it, says kula. We learn from this passage, this very thing. When guys go out on Hatzola and they try to minimize Yisurim, so they have to open the car door and it turns on the light. So both of them try, again, this is a Pikuach Nefash situation, don't. They're coming back, they're Baruch Hashem, everything's safe and calm, so they both open the door at the same time. They both close the door at the same time, so neither one is turning on or off the light. So you try to minimize it. You knock it down from the right to the abundant. You have to do the whole act. The whole says kula, the whole says mitzvah. Not somebody does part of the act. The only issa daraisa is if one person does the whole act. Yachiv yaso so chayiv. Shnayiv yaso so pturim. So we learn now from here that if an individual does the whole issa from start to finish, he's chayiv. If did by accident, he's chayiv chatas. But if two people did the issa either together and they didn't each do it themselves, or one person did half, the other person did half, That's not an Issa D'Oraisa, even though an Issa D'Oraisa was a, quote, accomplished, the carrying was done, but nobody is chayiv in this situation in Issa D'Oraisa. In Manami, we say the same thing. This is Lashon Rashi says elsewhere. Rashi says the Kuliyama, everybody agreed. Nizruka mipnei chabura means that this is the accepted halacha. This is the accepted psak halacha. Everybody agrees to it. For Amru, they said, Basoscha Yachid, when it says in the pasuk Basosa, it means Yachid. Basosa, Osa, Osa. Yachid Shasa Chayiv. Only if an individual does it are you Chayiv. Shnaim Shasu Pturim. But if two people do it, then there's Pater. Avalasa. You're not allowed to do this. But you're not Chayiv in Hissa D'Oraisa. Okay, we'll stop over here.